dream last night. You were talking to me. You told me about the things that you love. And the conversation's killing me. So I left by looking back.
This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
You were talking to me. You told me about the person that you wanted to be. And the conversation's killing me.
I'm Steve Zwemke. Minnesota singer-songwriter John Mark Nelson has written and recorded four critically acclaimed full-length albums since 2011, and he's only 22 years old. Born and raised just outside of Minneapolis, Nelson was surrounded by a family of musicians. When he began to play an instrument at the age of 14, it was the drums. It didn't take him long to become a multi-instrumentalist after he was accepted at McNally Smith College of Music. That's where he made the decision to become a touring musician. He wrote and recorded his first release, Still Here, independently, still in high school and just 17 years old. Nelson released his second album, Waiting and Waiting, a year later after graduating from high school. It brought him radio exposure and more recognition. Nelson also caught the ear of NPR's John Schober, who said, with arrangements that recall the work of veteran songwriters, the Minnesota native has been recording sophisticated compositions since he was 14. Nelson launched a Kickstarter campaign to fund his third recording project. Sings the Moon was released in the summer of 2014, although one of its songs, The Moon and the Stars, became Nelson's first music video, appearing on MTV almost a year before the album. Nelson's most recent CD, I'm Not Afraid, was released in 2015. It took on an entirely different approach, as John Mark Nelson explained in his visit on SDPB Radio's Dakota Midday in May 2016.
I've been doing this now, I've had the great privilege and honor of playing music and writing songs for the last few years, and one of the things that's come with that has been an increased amount of time out on the road playing these songs for people in my community and in local communities and in, you know, national and even international communities. And so I started out by playing music kind of alone in my basement and writing songs and just kind of exploring and dreaming what it might be like to do that someday. And now that I've had the gift of being able to do that, I wanted to make a record that captured that kind of live energy performance and that kind of band ensemble feel. My first records were made almost exclusively by myself. And so for this latest record, I got the band that's been traveling with me all together into the studio, and we made it kind of just like we would play it at a live show, which was a really fun thing to do because we made it really in a short time period all together in a room playing just in that kind of natural, organic state. And I think it really makes the record fun to play live because it feels a lot like what we were hoping to achieve.
When you approached songwriting, was that sort of influenced by the crowds and the audiences that you encountered as well?
Yeah, I think so. I think traveling around and playing for different crowds and seeing how people respond to your music, it sort of gives you a lens through which to see what you might like to write and how you might like to create something that people would respond to. You know, when you create something with no reference for how it would ever be received or taken in, you kind of go out and start playing, and then you kind of learn those things along the way. And so I wanted to make a record that was not only fun to play, but also fun to watch and fun to listen to.
What were some of the advantages of those early years and those early experiences, though, of sort of creating in isolation? Were there things that turned out to be unexpected gifts of that time as well?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest gifts that I've ever received is the gift of kind of ignorance is bliss. I think had someone told me when I was 16 or 17 years old all the things that they thought you needed to start writing songs or the tools you needed or the lessons or coaching or gifts, or if I would have been given a laundry list of reasons why I couldn't do it or why I shouldn't do it, I don't think I ever would have. And because I didn't know any of the rules or any of the obstacles, I just did it for the joy and love of it without worrying about if I was doing it well or if I was doing it right. And so I give that encouragement to a lot of people that are looking to start something in the arts, is don't worry exactly about, you know, the specific purpose or role it'll play in your life. Just start doing it for the joy of it and see what comes of it.
I think young musicians today, or any musician starting out, ends up kind of developing while the world watches. You develop your art, and it's out there sooner than it used to be. It used to be maybe you would sort of live in obscurity. Now with social media and the internet, you can be out there sooner. What are some of the challenges and advantages of developing artistically while your audience watches?
So that's an excellent and well-informed question. I think one of the disadvantages is that you don't have a lot of control about what gets out there and what doesn't. So you might walk off stage at a performance that you thought was, you know, one of your best, but no, nothing was there to capture it. And then at another time, you might be out on the road and, you know, be really sick or really tired or really run down, and you have a performance that you maybe don't think is the best, and it's going to live on the internet somewhere forever, and you don't have any control of where it goes. And the same thing with, like you said, developing while the world watches. You know, a lot of people look back on their early works and say, oh man, I've learned so much since then, or I wish I would have done things differently. But in a world where everything is kind of encapsulated on the internet and on social media and in people's cell phones and everything, it's you have to be really deliberate about what you put out there and the message you want people to receive and hear.
That was John Mark Nelson on Dakota Midday with Lori Walsh prior to his May 25th, 2016 concert at The Garage in Rapid City. We'll hear John Mark Nelson on guitar and vocals, Carl Loudon on keyboards and vocals, Steve Bossman's on guitar, Josh Fink on bass, and Gabe Hagen on drums. And now, John Mark Nelson on No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
How's it going, everybody? Man, I gotta tell you, this is my very first time in Rapid City. What an awesome, awesome place. You guys live in a really, really cool place. I just wanna tell you that, because we get the incredible privilege and honor of traveling around and playing in different cities for different people. And when a place has a special thing going on, it's evident right away. And so when we rolled into town and set up here and walked around, it's a cool place. And it's our first time playing here, and I just want to say thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for welcoming us into your fantastic community. Thank you.
Breakdown, stop and repair, oh, cut the loose ends each time I fall. Pick up the pieces and start again. When life burns down, a new life can begin. I've got nothing to call upon, nothing to prove where I'm wrong. Nothing can save what you erase. And I may never see that pleasure in your face. What if I'm forgotten? What if I'm afraid of love? What if there's no answers to the questions that define my fate? And for a single moment, everything around is fading. This is where I don't know you, in everything that you created. Even when I'm scared to follow, I could be a song you see. The new face I never seen. When I feel safe, then I go too far. Lost myself in the beauty that you are. I don't know just which way to be. I lose my way so easily. If you can live on in a memory, maybe writing it down is just a better way to let you be. In
Still love alone.
Thank you.
Colors all around, but they are passing you by. Every moment soon to decide. Every longing that you will not fill. Every rising sun. Thank you.
up with Steve Bosman on the guitar.
And I have seen with my eyes 100 orchards rise, the winds all from the seeds that you have sown. Will you look? Will you see? Will you follow me? See the field where you gave your life.
Thank you so much.
John Mark Nelson on No Cover, No Minimum Radio from SDPB.
You guys feeling all right? Man, how about a round of applause to The Garage for hosting this fantastic event? I gotta tell you, for people to take the time and energy to make an event like this happen, and for you guys to show up and make this such an awesome night, means not only so much to us, the artists, but it's just a fun night and it's a fun reason to be together. So for the people that put in the countless hours to make live music a reason for the community to get together, how about a round of applause for that? This song is called I'll Give You More.
No one ever gets this story right, not the way that I would tell you, 'cause I've been running from this summer life, and there's nowhere left to hide. I had to stand up and look in your eye just to break you all apart. Sometimes it feels like I lose you the moment we start. And oh, and love is something I believe in, though the world can shatter and fall. I'll give you more, I'll give you time. Will you be here? Will you be mine? I'm so afraid, but I'm so alive, knowing one day you will open your eyes. Think about those lonely days when I was too afraid. 'Cause every moment and every scar, they will lead me to where you are. I'm not afraid now, I follow the light in the stars. Oh. I'll give you more, I'll give you time. Will you be here? Will you be mine? I'm so afraid, but I'm so alive, knowing one day you will open your eyes. Tried to silence, screamed, let me go. I'll give you time. We'll be here, we'll be mine. I'm so afraid, but I am so alive. Knowing one day you will open your eyes. I'll give you more, but I'll give you time. We'll be here, we'll be mine. I'm so afraid, but I am so alive. Knowing one day you open your eyes.
Thank you so much. This song is called Broken.
I hear you speak and I keep you in mind. And the night seems to whisper your name. And your voice fills my head. Every word that you said, I will hold, I will hide away. 30 days seem so long when you feel you've done wrong. As I play back the reel in my head, it was never enough. All that miserable stuff. Did this grave walk away so alone? If the worst is really over, why do I still feel the same? And I will offer you my ending and the days that still remain. When the days were as one, older now we become, and the choices we make are not our own. Still we hold in the eyes of these young fragile eyes, and we smile as they grow so wide. If the worst is really over, why do I still feel the same? You my ending and the days that still remain. For everyone else it seems so easy, simply a phase of life. Well, maybe there's something broken. Should I stand at the end of a life nearly spent? Every choice, every fear and doubt. Oh, how strange and how lost every pride and every cost, every choice that I did. Without. If the worst is really over, why do I still feel the same? And I will offer you my ending and the days that still remain.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight playing the electric guitar is Mr. Steve Bosmans. Give it up for Steve. On the drums tonight is Mr. Gabe Hagen. Give it up for Gabe. Playing bass is Josh Fink. And with her beautiful voice and lovely keyboard playing, the lovely Miss Cara Loudon. And though she would never be one to go around bragging about this, in addition to being an incredible contributor and investor in this band, she's a gifted artist in her own right, and one of the things I love to do during our set is to just step aside. And so I thought maybe you guys might enjoy hearing Cara sing something. Well, ladies and gentlemen, singing the tune Sleepwalker by Emily King, ladies and gentlemen, Cara Loudon.
Turn the light on. There's something about the night that makes you see what you don't want. I think about it every time I sleep. There is someone who's creeping on me, swear they're haunting me, telling me run. Ooh, I feel my body moving out me again. Ooh, like a sleepwalker. I'll be going crazy now, someone stop me. Forgot to lock the door to keep me in, didn't have the key. I feel the cold air, I feel the dirt under my toes. But something tells me that I'm far away and I'm not alone. Ooh, I feel my body moving out me again. Ooh, like a sleepwalker.
Hold you. told you. Carl Loudon, everybody. Give it up.
Thank you.
No Cover, No Minimum Radio with John Mark Nelson on SDPB.
We've been playing a lot of songs off of a new record that we put out not too long ago. It's called I'm Not Afraid. We've got some t-shirts and some different stuff for sale in the back. Classic artist pitch. But I just want you to know, we love to meet new people, especially in a new city to us, so please come say hello. We'll be in the back. This song is called Dream Last Night. Loudon, everybody, give it up. That you wanted to be, and the conversation's killing me, so I left without ever looking back. Oh.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So this is an older song, and it was used to celebrate the life of a dear family member that this family had lost, and they came to the show, and I got to meet them, and it was just a really powerful experience. And so I don't think I'll ever play this song again without thinking of that. This is an older tune, and it's called Boy.
So complete, so be deeply for the life in which you ache. Mateful heart and helpless mind that reels with every chance you take. Dreams never take me far away. Hide me from your love. Wait to call your name. And when you slow down, you surely say, yeah, I know. Blowing in the wind, there's a voice that calls my name. Don't fear your life, boy, grow and change. It came running through the earth where the pine, tall grass grew, leading me always close to you. In the clearness of the spring, I heard you call and heard you sing. This marks the end of all that's through. I have a better plan for you. Ooh, 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 ooh. But still I'm afraid of what I am. Save me from my soul. You can make me whole. But still I find my voice and say, yeah, I will in the wind. There's a voice that calls my name. Don't fear your life, boy, grow and change. It came running through the earth where the pine tall grass grew, leading me always close to you. close to you.
Thank you. Thank you guys again. This is actually our last tune. We'll be hanging around throughout the evening. Please come say hello before you go along your way. I'll be right around the corner. This has been such a total privilege and an honor. I want to thank everyone, from the supporters to the people that donated the beer and the pizza, and for you guys for coming, and for this office space for putting us up. And just one more giant round of applause to the Garage for hosting this space. This is our very last song. It's called That's What You Do. Again, just thank you for being here. My name is John Mark Nelson. This is my fantastic band. We'll see you next time in the wonderful Rapid City.
open up my hand. Stumble through the feeling and hope you understand. Is there a choice that would heal every scar, or a path leading safely there? And I could tell you the things I believe. But that doesn't make them true. So go and hide with your memories away. That's what you do. Here we go. Split me down the middle, but please pick a side. I could stay a little longer. Would that be alright? 'Cause deep in my head I tried to forget every failure, fear and flaw. I could tell you the things I believe. And I, that doesn't make me true. It's going on and your memories away. Just because I'm not afraid doesn't mean I'm strong. There's no way to stand on what you say and what you do. If I have a choice to make, I need a little of you. Nothing's ever easy and nothing's ever new. No, nothing's ever new. Every moment that we have is fragile and fading.
Thank you guys so much. Have a good night. Thank you guys. See you soon.
John Mark Nelson recorded live at the Garage in Rapid City. We heard John Mark Nelson on vocals and guitar, Carl Loudon on keyboards and vocals, Steve Bossman's on guitar, Josh Fink on bass, and Gabe Hagen on drums. When Nelson joined SDPB Radio's Dakota Midday, he discussed the title song of his latest CD, I'm Not Afraid.
That was actually, oddly enough, being that it's the title piece, it was one of the last pieces to kind of come together, and I wasn't really sure if it was going to go on the album because it was something that I had written, and listening to the song, it's a very short song, and it only really has two parts. It has kind of one small verse section and one chorus section that just repeats over and over again with that line, I'm not afraid. And the reason I almost didn't put it on the album is because I could never write anything other than that. I wrote those two parts and liked them, but just nothing ever came together for the rest of it, and so I thought, well, it's not really a whole song. And then I started to think about what the album was about as a whole, and the title, I'm Not Afraid, a lot of people have asked, you know, it sounds on the surface like a very almost sort of like arrogant, full of yourself kind of title, but the way I intended that to be heard is not that that's an expression that's always 100% true, but those are really important words to say, sometimes to yourself, sometimes to encourage other people to say it, and we all have things in our life that we look back on and maybe regret or you know, feel like we've been wounded from or have wounded others from. And I think the message of the album is to say, even in spite of those things, those failures or those hurts or those scars, you don't have to be afraid to lean into your own life and to who you are. And so rather than it being an anthem of pride or sort of self-confidence, it's really more of just reminding yourself that no matter what you go through, you don't have to be afraid. And that was the reason I chose to keep that piece in, even though it wasn't really a complete song, and is the reason I chose to title the album that way.
Oh, I'm not afraid of you now. Oh, I'm not afraid of you now. Did I look so simple and small? Do your family and friends still recall? Did you only to let you let go of me? Watch as I fall down, down. Oh, I'm not afraid of you now. Oh, I am not afraid of you
now. For more information, go to johnmarknelson.com. Thanks to The Garage in Rapid City, a co-working space. Learn more at garagerapidcity.com. This concert was recorded by Crow Ridge Productions. Special thanks to SDPB's Lori Walsh. Hear this concert again or any past show by going to sdpb.org. I'm Steve Zwemke. Catch us again next week for another concert from South Dakota for South Dakota on No Cover, No Minimum Radio, a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.